Hey there, and welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. We are continuing the two-hour mixtape that we love to call Girly So Groovy. In this second hour, you will find music from Wet Leg, Tegan and Sarah on the way, music coming up from Marianne Faithful, new music from Saint Etienne coming up, My Brightest Diamond, Gossip on the way, but we're going to kick off the second hour with music released that this year that is some of my favorite music released this year so far. Dara Dorian, the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian. She's also known for her work with the Dirty Projectors. Well, Dara Dorian's new fourth album, Ready for Heaven, just absolutely has me excited every time I listen to it. It's a playful buffet of percussive forward no-wave and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer describes the new album as a, and I quote, a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot. End quote. And I just love that description, especially the irony that the album is called Ready for Heaven. Here we go. Dara Dorian kicking off the second hour here on Girly So Groovy.
I want I said, oh. place when they're caught. There's some people that you just can't trust. Some people just talk too much. Take my advice and listen up. Don't be a fool like the rest of us. Now listen up.
Music that will be turning 20 years old this upcoming January. I am talking about music from the Arkansas queer punk, blues, dance, disco, funk, rock trio Gossip. From their album Standing in the Way of Control, released in 2006, we heard the song Listen Up. In the middle, it is Detroit art rock singer-songwriter My Brightest Diamond from her album A Million and One, her foray into dance music. We heard the song Champagne, Like Bubbles I Rise. I love that from My Brightest Diamond. And then kicking off the second hour, we started this hour with Dara Dorian. Her new album is called Ready for Heaven. It's her new fourth solo album. It was released back in the spring, in May. We heard the song No, No, Yes, Yes. All right, we are going to continue with... Oh, that's right. I had to look at my notes. We are going to go next to London-based DJ and producer Nabaha Iqbal right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Power. was glory, but you never told me the end of the story. Thank you.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. You know, I've got to say, when I think back from where we started to where we are now, this particular episode has an energy to it. I think, I hope, it's a great positive energy that's got you moving. I have to say, out of everything planned for these 2 hours, that last track we heard is probably the slowest of all the songs we've got. So if that gives you any indication of where we've come from and where we're going, that's that for you. Music right there from the iconic Smokey Chanteuse, Marianne Faithfull. That's from her album Kissin' Time. It is her take on the Herman's Hermits track, Something Good. The track itself produced by Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, working with Marianne Faithfull on that particular song. In the middle, it's bittersweet for me to even talk about it. Saint Etienne, formed in 1988. Saint Etienne has proven to be one of the most dexterous indie dance crossover bands, with their intelligent, witty, and highly danceable interpretation of British pop music. 37 years and 12 albums later, Saint Etienne release International, and this is the bittersweet part, it is the band's final album. It harkens back to the stylishly nostalgic sound of their early work while still sounding up to date. We heard the opening track, Glad, from Saint Etienne. And then starting the set off, British DJ and producer, singer, songwriter Nabaha Iqbal. The song Sunflower, that's taken from her most recent album, A Dreamer. Okay, we've got more music to get to. Tegan and Sarah on the way. Dutch alternative pop band Pip Blom coming up. But how about a song called Pokemon? It is the Isle of Wight-based band, Wet Leg. Up next here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you. Music right there from the Dutch indie pop quartet Pip Blom, a band whose sound seems to look back on 90s alternative rock and Brit pop and really sew it into the modern music that they make. From Pip Blom's debut album, Boat, we heard the song Daddy's Home. No, wait, let me get this. The name of the album is Boat. The opening track was what we listened to, Daddy Issues from Pip Blom. In the middle, it is dynamic duo Tegan and Sarah. Reaching back to their album Sainthood, we heard the song Hell. And then, of course, starting the set off, it is new music from Wet Leg. The new album is called Moisturizer. It is the duo's sophomore album, and I have to say, with the new album, the duo have grown to a quintet and seem to be going beyond just virally catchy singles with witty, heartfelt love songs for people who just don't want to fall in love. It's that kind of fun indie rock, indie pop kind of sound. This time around, from the new album, Moisturizer from Wet Leg, we heard the song Pokemon. Well, it seems like the first hour we were in this dance, electronic, indie kind of electronic groove. And now we've crashed the car right into rock and roll, coming up alongside bands like Wet Leg and Pip Blom. So we are going to just crash even further into that rock sound. A band that started out as a COVID quarantine project has now become a full-fledged indie rock quartet. Montreal band Private Lives, they have a new album out, Salt of the Earth. That is what we are going to rock out to right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back. This is Listener Supported Radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Calgary, Alberta garage rock duo Misha and the Spanx. The song is called Unstoppable. That's the opening track to Misha and the Spanx 2021 EP called Singles. So much rock and roll fun there, but how about another rock and roll fun Calgary, Alberta band? In the middle, it is Self Cut Bangs with their song Shapeshifter. That is from their 2020 self-titled album. And then, of course, kicking off the set, it is music from Montreal indie rock band Private Lives. Their latest album is called Salt of the Earth. We heard the song I Get Around from Private Lives. Well, I will be getting around. I'll be getting out of here, really, is what I'm going to be doing. It pains me to say it, but we will have just a week apart, and we'll have so much more Girly So Groovy to come. I am not lying when I say I am already dreaming and scheming up next week's two-hour mixtape for you. But of course, I want you to know that if you ever have a request that you would like to see be part of that two-hour mixtape, all you have to do is message me on our social media channels. We are on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram, a little easier there. It's just GSG Radio on Instagram. In addition to messaging me any requests you have for the show, of course, you can check out the playlists in print, find links to the bands and musicians featured, and find links to our Mixcloud listening page. What's Mixcloud, you may ask? Well, it's an absolutely free, no membership required listening platform. All you need to do is simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Once you're there, you will find the last 10 episodes waiting for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. That's what I love about it. I get it. This is a two-hour show. It can be a tome sometimes to get through, but with that pause button, you can absolutely come and go. It doesn't have to be where you're sitting in the car thinking, I don't want to turn this off. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Hey, listen, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting for 24 years now, and I will be the first to admit that makes me feel old when I put it in those terms. But whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. This show would be nothing without you. This show would also be nothing without our mothership station 24 years ago in July 2001. CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor took a chance on two kids that wanted to produce a full female-fronted show called The Girly So Groovy, and it has hung around ever since. And since then, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated across Canada, coast to coast. We're in nearly 20 stations across the coast. I do not have time to do a shout-out to all of them, but how about CKDU in Halifax? We are a Sunday morning kind of show, 8 to 10 a.m. If you want to know where else we're featured, check out our Mixcloud listening page. Okay, friends, let's fully wrap up this 2 hours with alternative rock Winnipeg, Manitoba singer-songwriter Paige Drabeau. From her short EP, Woman Everything, we are going to leave you with the song Woman Everything. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'd be nothing without you. Tune in next week. Here's Paige Drabeau. When you
I guess I'm pretty good for a girl.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
As the cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are churning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Faffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Yo, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru
Champe, and you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champe, boom, bang, bang, yeah.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, Bebop.